From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, we are information, we are crazy about beagles. We are so crazy. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Wednesday, February 13th, 2008. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. Barack Obama won everything. Fine. Just get that out of your head. What's most important? Who won? Uno the Beagle took best in show at the Westminster Dog Show. This is one of my most favorite events of the entire year. Can we hear the crowning moment, please?
You are absolutely superb, beautiful lineup. Thank you very much. May I have the beagle?
Yes, the beagle!
The crowd goes wild for Uno, the 15-inch beagle, the first time that the beagle has ever won the Westminster Dog Show. One judge said he was perfect, and in fact, he was at number 10 and had perfected cuteness.
And you know, I kind of gave you a hard time for going to the dog show every year. I was like, Allison, that is so lame. But now, you made a really good point. There's enough heavy stuff in this world, and there's something about cute dogs. You know, it's not heavy,
and
it's
people
just cute.
Love the dogs. Yeah. They're invested in the dogs. Yeah. The dogs mean no one any harm. It's a good thing, people.
I'm a convert. I'm a convert.
Uno the Beagle. I salute you.
So, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about Uno, maybe. But also coming up in this hour, a 21-year-old superdelegate. He's been schmoozed by all the big names in this election. Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Madeleine Albright even. So how do you get to be a superdelegate at such a young and tender age? We will find out.
We've also got our segment, The Most. We looked at the most email, the most viewed stories on the web, and we think perhaps we have created the most perfect NPR story ever, one that could be at the top of the most emailed list. We'll explain our little experiment shortly.
Also, when a relationship dies, place an obituary. Really? Some people are doing it, actually. And ahead of Valentine's Day, we're going to talk to the woman who is making relationship obits possible. We'll also get some news headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story.
Get out the brooms, everybody. Clean sweeps all around. Barack Obama and John McCain each won all three of their party's primaries yesterday.
Voter turnout was near record levels. Senator Obama beat Senator Clinton in Maryland with 59% of the vote, in Virginia with 64%, and in D.C. with 75% of the vote.
Senator Obama's taken every Democratic contest since Super Tuesday, eight of them if you include the Virgin Islands. He addressed supporters last night and turned his focus to Republican frontrunner John McCain.
We honor his service, but his priorities don't address the real problems of the American people because they are bound to the failed policies of the past. George Bush won't be on the ballot this November.
Now, Obama may be gaining momentum, but when you put together delegates and superdelegates, the Democratic delegate count remains nearly tied. Hillary Clinton, she was in Texas last night campaigning ahead of that state's March 4th primary.
If we work together, if we fight together, we will take back America and we will make history together. Thank you all and God bless you.
On the Republican side, John McCain topped his closest competitor, Mike Huckabee, 50% to 41% in Virginia, 55% to 29% in Maryland, and 68% to 17% in D.C. But exit polls in Virginia showed that McCain is still struggling to win over conservatives. They voted for Huckabee 51% to 35%.
And McCain used some very interesting language when he had this to say last night after his victories.
I don't seek the presidency on the presumption that history has anointed me to save my country in its hour of need. I seek the presidency with the humility of a man who cannot forget that my country saved me.
Up next, Wisconsin voters in both parties will go to the polls Tuesday, as will Democrats in Hawaii.
And we'll talk to a superdelegate from Wisconsin coming up very shortly. He's just 21. And that's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.